K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri on this Thursday, folks, July 11th, 2024. It's your first time listening to this other, yeah, there's another K-State podcast out there. Yep, this one, the Purple Project Podcast. Appreciate you guys for stopping by here. As we approach another end of the work week, folks, if you've been listening for a while or been listening throughout the summer or been following us throughout our tenure on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, thank you so much again for sticking with us throughout this spring and into the summer and staying with Big 12 Media Days, right? And really sticking with the preseason Big 12 rankings, right? So I mentioned at the end of yesterday's podcast, K-State being preseason number two. And I found out a little nugget on a little podcast called Three Mall, another K-State, a good K-State podcast where those guys, D.Y., Derek Young, John Kurtz, and Cole Manbeck, D.Y., much closer to the team, much closer to the team. Cole used to cover the team. John also used to cover the team as well. Where I was in Manhattan. So, but anyways, going to my point here, D.Y. and K-State, not that I would have played K-State number preseason number one Big 12. but apparently D.Y. did not send his vote in because he's been, of course, he does a lot of things for K-State. Of course, is what he works for. Or who he works for on three, missed a vote in Utah 20, K-State 19. There you go. So I laughed at that. Like, wow, thanks a lot. But again, not that I would put K-State ahead of Utah anyway, because Utah is preseason number one, Big 12 rankings. And then you have K-State sitting there, preseason number 12. Let me see if I can open the door here. Okay, here we go. Yeah, so this is what we're looking at. Yeah, Utah, look at the points. 906, K-State 889. That's what you're looking at right there. K-State, again, I have mentioned the two deep throughout the summer to this point. They brought a lot of people back. than I thought, obviously. And so K-State sitting there, preseason number two. Now, again, K-State does not have anybody on the first team. We talked about that already, and I'm pretty sure that we brought up here as it gets closer to the season there as well. Yeah, Utah, with all the success in the Mountain West under Kyle Whittingham, I would have Utah there anyway. That's number one. Now, this is where it gets tricky. Oklahoma State, preseason third, 14 vote, first place. Well, it's KU fourth, preseason number four, with 5 first place votes. Arizona. Oh, and probably KU fans might get after me on this one. But look, KU has a good offense. I definitely understand that. And what K-State doesn't have, what KU has, is a couple players on that first Big 12 first team, preseason first team Big 12, right? Okay, so you have to deal with that. Okay, so there's that, man. Arizona, I haven't gone over their roster yet, obviously. And we talked about Arizona a little bit here on the Pro Project Podcast because look, that's K-State. They're talking about that as a non-con. Arizona's in our conference now. I don't understand that. Arizona, that's a non-conference point. Like, to me, it is not, because that's basically in conference now. With Arizona making that move a year early to the Big 12, it's a conference game. At least to me, anyways. I don't know. I must be missing something or something. But yeah, Arizona is in the Big 12, and they got first place votes. So I don't know what y'all talking about. Anyways, yeah, K-State, Arizona, that is the first conference game. Now, I hear people talk about it's going to be a non-con game, but Where y'all getting that from? Arizona's in the same conference. And the significance of that game in Manhattan, Kansas, Friday night, the debut of Fox Friday Night Football in Manhattan, Kansas, it's going to be a zoo out there for sure. So I'm going to be out there, obviously, at numerous points throughout the year, obviously. But yeah, that's a ticket there that the atmosphere, you know how Manhattan gets. Bill Snyder Family Stadium, under the lights, prime time. You get a big game. Yeah, it's going to be something to watch. But yeah, Arizona, don't mean to get off on a little tangent there, but that's just something like, what is going on? Why is everybody saying Arizona and K-State is a non-con game? Arizona's part of the Big 12 now. That's not a non-con game. I just don't understand that. But five teams getting first place votes there. And then Iowa State, West Virginia, UCF, Texas Tech, and TCU to your next five. That's 6-10 right there for you guys. And then even more. Colorado, Baylor, BYU, Cincinnati, Colorado, BYU. Oh, crap. Colorado, Baylor, BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and Arizona State rounds out the Big 12 preseason poll there as well. Anything I would change there? Man, that's a good question. That's a toss-up. So I won't know more again until we look at these rosters a little more. And once again, when we get into the season, we're gonna know which teams suck and which teams are gonna be competing right there in that top 10 there. Yeah, Iowa State, yeah, they're gonna be right there. UCF has a new quarterback transfer, KJ Jefferson there. Colorado has explosive offense. They're questionable defense there. Baylor, you don't know what you're going to get from them. BYU apparently has a transfer quarterback now. What Baylor had a couple years ago. I don't know the name top of the head. You're listening to the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, K-State football, preseason number 2. Heading into the 2024 football campaign. But yeah, going back to the top five right here. Utah, K-State, Oklahoma State, Kansas, and Arizona. I probably would have put Arizona at a KU. Sorry. Because Arizona got a little bit more playmakers across the board. So you would think, yeah, okay, right? Now, obviously, K-State, what they got to do is win football games. That's what you have to do going into season, obviously. That's the obvious, right? So, look, K-State, have an opportunity. And look, this has been spreaded around across the podcast, family, K-State Family Podcast. And look, K-State and KU have soft schedules to boot. So, K-State, you avoid Utah for one, but chances are, if you take care of your own business and not have one of these games. Now, again, kind of reminds me of the Atlanta Falcons, right? You get one of these games you're supposed to win, and you lay an egg. Unless K-State doesn't lay an egg, you got a chance to be back in Arlington, possibly playing Utah or any of these other teams you're talking about. KU, K-State, KU, that's going to be a big game. Arizona, already talked about that on this podcast. That's going to be a big game in itself. All these games, I think we got Oklahoma State. We played Oklahoma State really good in Manhattan. So you getting what? And when this actually just came out just now. No Utah, at least in the regular season. Oklahoma State, Kansas, and Arizona, you're playing them in your own backyard. Friendly confines of Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Yeah. So there you go. So you have home field advantage. And look, all those teams are going to be good. They're going to be tough outs in the Big 12. Iowa State, that's the last game. That's going to be really, really tough, obviously, given the fact that what happened last year in our own backyard. But look, K-State, Everything aligns itself. Again, you don't know about these injury situations. You just don't, you're probably going to have to throw those into the mix as well. But if they can stay relatively healthy, knock on wood, you have a chance there. So with the rumors going around right now, at least in early July, Utah, K-State could lock up in the Big 12. Not disrespecting Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State might have something to say about it. KU with their schedule could have something to say about it. Arizona, to me, I wouldn't necessarily call them a sleeper, but they're going to be right there in the mix for sure in their first year head coach there as well. So look, Chris Klieman, head coach, got a lot of talent around his team. Again, we're going to be doing a deeper analysis on each positions coming up very soon on the Pro Project Podcast and on our bonus channel over on Podbean. So be out and look out for that. But yeah, so K-State, your Wildcats on the football side, preseason number 2, heading into August 31st, season opener, home opener, and the regular season opener, slash that, against University of Tennessee, Martin. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily, whenever we have a chance to record, talk Kansas State content. I mentioned bonus channel, GRIER, the number 3, EDDIE, apostrophe S, podcast, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, over on Podbean. You have to download the Podbean app to do that, and then type those letters/number in there. You should be able to find it, and you should be able to find bonus content of K-State sports. You want more K-State bonus content there throughout the rest of the summer and going into the year as well, definitely make sure you add that to your collection there of radio podcasting apps there as well. I'm hoping that also have Alex Aiden on very soon, either tonight or even later on tonight, or move him to next week as well. So I'm trying to get everything situated so we can get to these position breakdowns for this team, and I probably going to have a new special guest on here. He's a big friend of mine, and he's a very good friend of mine. Same thing, but he's a very, very good friend of mine. So I'm hoping to have him on the show as well to talk K-State football at some point later on this month as well. So we're going to get this ball rolling here pretty soon on his position players, and we'll talk more about K-State being preseason number 2 heading into the 2024 football campaign. That's going to wrap things up for now for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Again, Alex will be with me. We will record postcasts of every football game that will also be on Podbean. So only on Podbean. Will not be on this channel, Apple Podcasts. It will not be on those channels. It will be solely on Podbean. So definitely you want to make sure you get the app here. So at some point, if you have not already, this summer. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast with Cats.